Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice. Praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I am. So yesterday, I was absolutely feeling the burn of psychoticness, psychosis. I was just nuts yesterday. But God provided, and God took care of a situation that I had been really struggling with. Everything was hinging on this one thing getting done and accomplished, and it had nothing to do with me outside of me trying to push somebody else to do it. And I'm sure you've been in that position, and you understand what I'm talking about. But it was really causing a lot of stress, and God provided. And the more you go to God and the more you work with God, the more you actively make Him, you give Him that reverential awe or make Him important in your eyes, the more you're going to see God coming through time after time after time. When I originally started reading, well, not reading, when I knew I should teach, I didn't touch it. I didn't want to do it. And it took me years and years and years and years, probably 6 or 7 years before I actually sat down and said, you know, I'm going to do this. 7 years I waited, and God's patience is incredible to wait that long. But now that I'm doing it, and then we started the fellowship and then the men's group, I'm sure there's going to be a women's group at some point, it's a blessing. And God's going to work with you in your life the more you give Him that reverential awe to get you to a point where your life is filled. This morning I also was just... my life is full, filled with all completeness. I have more than I could have asked for when it comes to what I wanted in life. My whole life was focused on owning a business. But God worked it out to where I work with my family. I'm involved with my brother and his wife and their kids, and how much of a blessing that is, and to be able to see him grow and to see their kids grow and have a relationship with my nieces and nephew and to live on the same nephews and to live on the same property as them. So it's constant. My mom, my stepdad, having my dad come in and out and actually stay on the property, my sister. And then to have the business, which has been great. And then to have this the teachings and the fellowships and growing a community of true believers, ones that accurately break down the word, it's a blessing. And God's going to do whatever God's working in your heart, He's going to do. And if you continue to go to Him, it might take years, but it will work out. And I wanted to go over a couple verses this morning. Verse 3, and I've gone over this a lot in Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Not only so, but we glory or rejoice in tribulations, knowing that tribulation, it affects your patient enduring. You're going to go through times in life and it's going to be difficult. But it's all to get you to grow. That godly grief worketh a change in your moral position. God might be working on you to change what you actually deem is important, to reframe your thoughts. We talked about this last night, about reframing your thoughts. He might be working on you to reframe your mind, reframe what's important in your life. But tribulation, it affects your patience. And patience, experience, and that's a state of being tried. And finally, hope. The more you've experienced tribulation, the more in trials, the more you've dealt with it patiently, the more times you've gone through that, you get to a point where you've had experience, and that experience will bring you to the point where you have hope. And hope, which is the expectation of future good, will not cause shame because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which was given to us. That love, it disperses anxiety. Perfect love, it casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. But I want to keep going. For when we were yet without strength, Christ died, when we were yet without strength, in due time, at the exact time, the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. And this is where I wanted to go this morning, because He didn't die for you when you were righteous or when you were walking uprightly. He died when we were all ungodly, because there's no righteous one, no, not one. There's no one that's righteous and upright through works of the law. And that's when Christ died. Verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, or perhaps for a good man, someone even dare to die. But God commendeth, and this is puts together, introduces into one's acquaintance, His loves towards us in that while we were yet sinners or erring from the divine law, the Messiah or Christ died for us. Christ died for us when we were not in a state of righteousness with God. And then he made us righteous, which is why we are, which is why it's all of grace. He chose you at your worst point, and he will continue to choose you no matter what you're going through. If you have a kid, and I watch this with my brother and his wife, and they will protect their kids. They will take care of their kids. They will do anything and everything for their kids at any given point, in any given day, at any given time. It's the same thing with God and you. At any point in the day, at any time in your life, God is there for you, and it's not based on whether or not you've been walking or setting your course of life right. It's not even based on whether or not you've been facing him your entire life, whether you are willing to see the light and stay in that light. It's not based on that. It's based on his love towards you. It's based on grace. Grace, and that is a beautiful thing. I want to finish up with this. And not only so, but we joy also in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, out from whom we have now received the atonement or restoration to favor. If you don't know you're restored to favor, you're not living the truth that God has for you. You are favored in God's eyes, just as Adam was originally when God created man. You are favored, you are set apart, you are summoned, you are called from the foundations of the world, from the beginning. That's who God chose. It's you and you, whoever else believes in the name of his son. It's a wonderful place to be in. We live in a tremendous administration, a tremendous age, and be thankful for that. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to who? It's always to God, never to Jesus Christ, because that's what the word says. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have the fear that I. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just for everything you do for us and how you do it. I pray for today. There's a lot going on that you just number the steps, order my steps, show me what to do to get this warehouse at a point where I'm not thinking about it. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for the things that you've done. I pray for my sister and that she gets home safely whenever she's leaving, and that everything that needs to happen with all that situation happens and that it's a blessing. I also pray for my dad and his healing, and I'm very thankful that he got his knee fixed, and I thank you for getting him in and out of that surgery and that he recovers fully so we can get our golf game together. I'm very thankful for that, Father, and for his wife and my stepmom. And I just thank you again for the moments of my life, for the people you've put in my life. And I ask for a great day today. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.